TR mobile.
Tom, N0TR, N4ZLK.
So, it's cold out here, Shane. Says it's 37, but that wind's picking up here. Since we went into Walmart, we're headed back towards home now. How's your day?
Good. I just left lunch at a place called Two Brothers Pizza in Easley. Met Beth and Ada, our little granddaughter. So that was very enjoyable. A friend of ours in Illinois sent me a picture of their weather at the time. I'm not sure when she took it, but it was 1 degrees with a real feel of negative 17 this morning.
We had lunch with your granddaughter and we went down and had our Texas files and wound up owing zero. So, boy, you can't beat a deal like that. But I just thought, better file them. They said if you file them regularly that nobody else can file them in your name. It makes it much harder for them to fake it. So I'm glad we did. But if you make under a certain amount, you don't even have to file taxes. What is it, $32,000, Bernice? Yeah. And we made a little interest on some things this year, and I thought, well, we better file them. And we did, and it worked out great. And I even bought that lady's lunch for her and filed them.
Turning out, I'm wondering if they tell those people under, you know, don't file if you're under this amount, so they can let other people file for you. I don't know, it's just crazy. Anyway, that's good. I'm glad you didn't owe anything. I don't know. Sometimes we owe a little bit, sometimes we don't. It just all depends on how the year worked out. I try to cut it close. So that I don't get a huge refund and let them borrow the money for a year with no interest.
Well, Shane, we get around this corner, we're turning on to 14 off of White Hampton. Like I said, headed down towards home, but there's some people in front of us. They don't know where they're going, so I think I'll just get around them here. They're sitting back there dilly-dallying. They probably didn't like that, but that's tough. Wow. That temperature resembles just about what it is back in Kansas where we live this morning. What was it a while ago? -9 windshield?
It was three,
but the windshield was way down there with 17 mile an hour winds or so. They said it could gust, I think, 28 here today.
That time of year, especially for up there or over there, our friend said it's supposed to be up in the 50s by the end of the week there in Illinois, so that's how the weather does.
Be in the 70s here in a few days, according to Kendra on Fox News that I heard last night, the local news. So, God bless them. I'm ready for it, Shane. I'll tell you for sure, I might throw this in the ditch.
I like 70-degree weather. I'm ready for it as well. But I was, this morning I was talking to Dave, W4DJW, a couple hours ago, and, you know, it was still dark and rainy in one direction and kind of snowy, too, actually. It was starting to see snowflakes again, but to the northwest you could see the line of blue sky working this way.
The ground was, it didn't cover the grass, but it was white out there this morning. It was coming down a pretty good clip, but it was real small, and it's quit now in bright sunshine. Oh, boy. Dave, he has to go out and walk the dogs when it's cold. I don't envy him there. I love dogs, but we used to have to do that a lot. And don't have one now, unfortunately, but they do require some care. This is N0TR Mobile.
Yes, they do. We could just put our dog out. We don't have a fence or anything, but she does not wander off. She'll go further than Beth's comfortable with. I know she'll come back, and I know she won't go far. We've caught her a couple times halfway up the driveway, but I'm not too worried about that. She normally just stays in the yard and watches what goes on, but when weather's good, Beth is usually walking her a couple of miles or so in the neighborhood, and sometimes I'll join her if I'm there, or I'll do it if I've got some free time, but it's nice just to be able to open the door and kick her out a little bit and let her stay out there for a while.
We used to, if we'd utter the word a churchyard, which we had a church that was one house over from us, and that's where we'd take her, our bird dog, to run. I mean, she was a house dog. And you just utter that word, and she would go bonkers. Boy, you ought to see Lake Cunningham down here now, Shane. It's just unbelievably low. They're working on the dam, and there's no water at all coming over the dam, and they got one bypass at the bottom of it running. I've never seen it that low in all these years we've been down here.
The other day that it was low. Is it lower today than it was a couple days ago?
I think it is. When we come across, and we're going up 14 now, but when we come across 101 across the lake, it had raised some during that rain, but it was way back down below the dock there that you can see off of the bridge there at the Cunningham Fire Department. Man, I mean, the dam is completely dry, and the last 15 years, I've never seen it like that.
For some reason, they must be maintaining it or fixing something, but I'm glad they keep an eye on those kind of things.
My neighbor Tim said there's some gates on it, and they might be having trouble with that. I don't know. Probably want to get it repaired before the spring rains. Well, we're behind a Hyundai, and no tag on it, a temporary tag up in the window, and one of the taillights is out, so every time they step on the brake, it looks like they're got a left turn signal on. They're going into Dollar General, and their left turn signal really works, but their right taillight don't work at all. I don't see how people leave those things that way. I thought, and I don't know for sure, that there was some kind of warning come up on your dash nowadays when you had one out.
No, I know if your turn signal is, one of your turn signals doesn't work, it blinks funny or quicker, but I don't know about a taillight. I used to tell people, hey, you got a taillight out, or, you know, just trying to help them out, because I'd want to know. I mean, I usually check pretty regularly, but most people now, they just kind of look at you like, so, or, you know, it's not even worth it anymore, so I don't even bother. But anyway, and hello, Bernice. I hope you're doing well.
Hi. Well, I'm doing fine.
I surprised her. I just stuck the mic in front of her over there. She's doing great. Yeah, in the old days, Shane, if you had one out, the old clicker modules, you know, that you used to just a little tin can, you'd stick in the fuse block, it would be going like about out of heck, you know, and the light would be flashing real fast. But it's all done electronically nowadays. But I've seen some prices on some of those taillights and headlights. It's enough to scare a person to death.
And some of them are very difficult to get to. And I remember used to change out the whole round headlight. Now it's the bulbs, but one of my daughters has a car that you almost have to take the front tire off to get to the headlight. I actually did that the first time till I figured out I could squeeze my hand in there behind the wheel well cover. But it's difficult, and it gets your hand in some weird positions.
With my 2011 Tacoma, they had a issue at the factory that said that the taillight or the headlight got burnt, and sure enough, it was. And I think it was the turn signal. But anyway, I ordered them off of eBay, and boy, they're great quality, and I've had them for a few years now. My neighbor Tim put them in, but it was a chore to put them in. And but he's great. Like Gary says about Chris up north in Liberty, he says that's my other brother from another mother, and that's the way our neighbors are. And it really looks a lot nicer now. I hated that. And at the time I bought that, it wasn't that old a truck. But it worked good ever since. But that was only about $150. Back when we changed our own light bulbs, those 1157s, the dual element ones, and I think the 1156 was a single element one. And they were only a few dollars. And the whole headlight would only cost you about 10, 11 bucks, if I remember rightly.
Neighbors that'll help you out like that. Yeah, technology changes, designs change, and I just wish they would design things to make it a little more user-friendly, especially for things like that. It's one thing if a major engine part is a little bit harder to get to, but everyday items, the average person ought to be able to do it with no issue.
Obsolescence. Planned obsolescence. Well, I'm not looking forward to it, but I got to go out and feed the chickens here in a minute and gather some eggs. Patrick's not running the route today, and we wasn't going to have any eggs today for him, which is very rare. But we'll catch him next week. But we took 3 dozen down to the daughter, and Bernice is going to make some homemade ice cream. But boy, it doesn't seem like the weather for that, does it, Mom? Anyway, she needed the eggs, what we had left. Well, let's go, Shane. We're sitting here in front of the door in a nice warm automobile. But you take care and stay warm. It looks to me like the wind's straight out of the north, according to my American flag out there in back. In 4ZLK to take it in 0TR73, Shane.
Nice chatting with you. You and Bernice have a good day. Turn the heat up in the house and the ice cream will be wonderful. We'll talk to you later. N0TR, N4ZLK.